opening sounds for the Penn World Voices Festival that had an open night reading at Cooper Union last night. The theme this year is bravery. Salman Rushdie opened the readings. He's the founder of the festival that began in 2005 and said it was created to be critical of American behavior within its own shores, especially as it touted its own rights record abroad. Rushdie was heckled several times by an audience member who was critical of Penn's support of Pussy Riot, the Russian punk band who were arrested and are serving time for protesting during a religious service, and for the perception that Penn hasn't been forthcoming in its support of U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning in his pre-trial hearings.
For me, the other meaning of courage is just straightforward artistic risk. I think the real courage that we all would like to show, I think, is in our work, the artistic danger that we engage in when we do new things, when we take creative risks, when we try and find new ways of saying things to suit the changed world. And I hope that this week we will be able to celebrate that kind of creative courage, not just political courage. The lie being told here is by you, sir, because I was actually, as president of this organization, I led this organization against that war, so you can shut the f*** up. And it doesn't matter how loud you shout, sir, it doesn't make what you say correct. That's the technique of the bully throughout history, to try and shout other people down.
There are events all around the city this week, a masterclass with Uruguayan storyteller and chronicler of history's forgotten, Eduardo Galeano, a panel discussion on revitalizing endangered languages, a literary safari, works and readings from storytellers from Austria, Mozambique and Wales. Last night, authors from Cambodia, Russia and Palestine read their work, as did Earl Lovelace from Trinidad, with an excerpt from his latest novel, Is Just a Movie.
The rule they give me, the same rule they give the locals, is a rule to die. Local talent, our rule is to die. So I get this job to die. It's a kind of jungle picture with a river in it and a trail and a rope bridge and a love story. With natives, a native with headdresses of colored feathers, their splendid bodies bare except for grass skirts, carrying buana packs over the mountains. And they have donkeys. We have donkeys. Around us is the enemy, another warring tribe in the bushes, crawling on their bellies, shooting with expert marksmanship. They just shoot you and you're supposed to fall. These shooters ain't missing at all. The script. When you're a little boy and your plane stick him up, the shooter does miss a few times at least before he connects. It is part of the convention of the game. The shooter shoots, you fall, or dodge the bullets and make your escape. And since it is not real, since it is make-believe, it is left to you to confirm his marksmanship by agreeing to be wounded or shot dead. There's a certain give and take, reasonableness, like in a fiction, rooted in the idea that life gives everybody a chance, that leaves everybody satisfied, whether you are the one shot or the one doing the shooting. The shooter must miss a few times, since it is quite fatal when he connects. But here in this movie, the fellas who shoot in, they're not missing at all. The only people who they're missing is the fellas from the States, the stars.
And finally, WBAI's very own cabavist, John McDonough, with his poem, What Has Happened to My City. He says the poem condenses 35 years of driving a New York City cab, and he wouldn't recommend trying it yourself.
Familiar neighborhoods are strangers again. The alphabet jungle has become the Lower East Side. Crime Square has turned back into Times Square. Bushwick has ceased to exist. It's been replaced by East Williamsburg. People asked to go to SoBro. They're no longer running from the South Bronx. What happened to my city? The Twin Towers used to be two. Now there's only one. New Yorkers used to yell at each other. Now we tweet. In the street has been replaced by picking up after your dog. Squeegee men and graffiti artists are now found in museums. And the yuppies have turned into hipsters. What has happened to my city? The ashtrays in the back of the cab have been replaced by TVs. People high on weed and beer are now high on ecstasy and bottled water. No longer do you have change, but do you take credit? The taxis are getting smaller, but New York asses are getting bigger. What has happened to my city? Junkies used to do the dope dance, one step forward, two steps back. Now they balance on yoga mats and do Tai Chi. Watch out for the red light cameras. Don't go in the bus lanes. Stay out of the bike lanes. What the f*** has happened to my city? Thank you.
McDonough will be participating in an event this week, Watching the Meter, Poetry from the Taxi Drivers Workshop. For more information about the festival, check out the website worldvoicesfestival.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.